past seven on your Monday morning. Breakfast with Cindy and this man right here, Barry Harrison. Good morning to you.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Thank you. How are you?
Look, sensational, of course, as per normal of a Monday morning sitting here talking to you.
Great.
But I do have a bone to pick.
All right, go on, go on.
The music this morning.
Yes.
Like...
What?
Cindy, you know I love your music.
Yes.
You know that,
yes.
All right?
Yes.
And I compliment you all the time about your music.
Every week.
Ordinary.
Ordinary.
Ordinary this morning. Like, hello, it's... What's the date? It's the 4th of December and you're playing a Christmas carol.
Hey.
And one I didn't even know anyway, Gloria Estefan.
Gloria Estefan, yeah. Christmas in Your Eyes. What a beautiful song,
and
Barry.
Then you played some country music with Keith Urban.
Yes.
Like, my wife loved loves Keith Urban.
Everybody's like, wife
yeah,
loves
but,
Keith
but
Urban.
No, nah, not my cup of tea.
No.
You sort of stepped up a little bit with Tub Thumping.
Okay.
A little bit, but, you know, trip down memory lane.
Jeez, I've
Paramore,
the ball.
Okay. Mm. Choir Boys, now you're back.
Okay.
Now you're back, all right.
Jeez, I'm lucky. Maybe my first hour wasn't my best, but maybe I've got an excuse. Now, we're talking Ooh. Christmas trees this morning.
Yes, we are.
And
I've heard that.
Bought a white Christmas tree. Is it okay in Australia to have a white Christmas tree?
Look, I think if we can have a hot meal with mm-hmm. pork and mm-hmm. turkey and things like that mm-hmm. and hot veggies, there's nothing wrong with a white Christmas tree.
And this is why I bring you back each week.
And this is a man who's got a gold one. Like, what is gold in a Christmas tree
what
anyway?
Do you mean? You have a
it's
gold,
gold one. Yeah,
a gold
it's gold.
Christmas tree?
A gold Christmas tree.
Where do you get that from?
Kmart, probably.
No.
I don't know. I don't put it up. For goodness sake.
Can you please send me a photo?
It's not up this year. I was told yesterday, we're not putting a Christmas tree up. I can't be bothered. I went, yeah, it doesn't worry me.
Yeah, it kind of feels like that. All right. Now, before you go this morning, we're going to pick a winner for a 3-month YMCA membership. But big news right now, the competition is opening. Well, it is open. To win a 1 year.
1 year, 12-month membership to Casey Arc, Casey Race or Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre. Of course, if you go to one of those leisure centres and you're a member, you get to go to all of them as well. So, big news, 12 months, change a person's life.
About $1,000 worth of...
Around that, yeah.
So to head to enter the competition, you can head to Breakfast with Cindy, KC Radio 97.7 FM. It is the pinned post at the top. And also, I think I'll pin it to the top of the KC Radio site as well.
Fantastic. So we're talking
there.
Facebook. There, aren't we, Cindy?
Absolutely, always Facebook.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Now, we've got a special guest this morning.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, very, very excited to have Sean along. Sean's an exercise physiologist, qualified exercise physiologist. So this is a three, four-year degree course. And it's really about advanced exercise. And my thinking today was to have Sean along to talk about pre-season for football clubs and football players as well.
Sean, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And really nice to have you. I found it really strange when Barry said we would be talking about pre-season because I'm not the most sports savvy person. I will be completely honest
warned.
With you.
Oh,
good.
Yep.
I'm glad.
Good.
I'm very, very glad. But to say that we're talking pre-season now, this is normal for you.
Yeah, standard local footy generally kick off around start of November and they try and get the 6 weeks in before Chrissy and then they'll have the break. New Year's, everyone gets a bit silly, and then it's back to the drawing board sort of mid-January. That's standard for local. If you play AFL, it's a little bit earlier. It's looking at October.
Yeah, I know in my local football club way over the west, but generally Melbourne Cup Day is that defining sort of day, and they come back and they do a various type of activities. Now, you are a strength and conditioning advisor to a number of clubs in the local area?
Yeah, last season I started doing some strength and conditioning for my local club, Morty Alec, out in the Southern Football League. And I also did the Hampton Rovers in the girls in the VAFA.
So fantastic.
So obviously women's AFL is a increasing trend at the moment, which is awesome. But so when I'm looking at sort of running it for clubs, I think the main concern is just pre-Christmas is getting them there, as you said, Cindy.
Yeah.
You know, like in summer, football's the last thing you're thinking about.
Yeah.
So you're really trying to get as much running in with the ball skills because you've only got 6 weeks. And, you know, as you know, anyone who's tried a fitness venture before, you can't really achieve a whole lot in 6 weeks. It's going to last a long time. So, you really wait till after Christmas before you get into the heavy running. As we were talking about before, Baz, I think what we're missing a lot is the gym work and strength work massively.
So you talked just then, you've advised men, juniors, and the ladies as well.
Yep.
Is there any difference in what you're advising to the older, the younger, the male to the female, or are they basically the same?
Yeah, look, I think the principles are the same. They're playing the same sport. And I think with any strength conditioning program, you have to prepare them for the same sport. But then you have to take into account the clientele as well. So females are at a higher risk of ACL injury.
Which is?
Your anterior cruciate ligament, so your knee.
Wow, okay. Good. Yeah. Yep, knee, got it. Yep.
So you see the gnarly twist of the knee on the television. Ouch. That's an ACL. That's an 18th month injury. So, lower leg strength and stability and balance is generally probably more of a focus, I would say, in the strength conditioning for the females. It's just as important for males. It just happens to females more. But in terms of strength conditioning, in terms of performance, it should be quite similar, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting, isn't it? That it is very similar. Yeah. So, the players go along, and I did it many, many years ago,
yeah,
Cindy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
and the coach or the fitness advisor for the club takes them through a series of exercises, whatever that may be, fitness, ball work, pure skills, whatever. What should players be doing now? To assist them to get ready for A, the break, but B, then leading into next season?
I think a message to any junior athlete, but any amateur senior athlete as well, is get to a gym.
Okay.
If you're not a member, become a member or get access somehow, because I think what I've seen, and I've played through my juniors and into my seniors now, is just it's such a gap. Is that like we have a best and fairest player at our club who'd never been in the gym.
Wow.
And it blows my mind.
Yeah.
And it's not about getting, you know, big and strong and putting on lots of muscle. It's just physical preparation.
So what are you what type of exercises are you talking about doing in preparation?
Yeah, so it's. I think for a footballer, you spend a lot of time on your legs, so you'd have to have a lot of lower limb strength. So we're talking, you know, your basic fundamental movements like squats and deadlifts and lunges and being able to balance on one foot, being able to push off one foot, being able to jump and land. Yeah, it sounds pretty simple, but you'd be surprised how many people can't actually do it with, you know, good technique. And I think that's the gap. If we can get everyone in a football team to do that, you know, the performance will go through the roof.
So we'll explore that in a minute, but did you know, Sean, that Cindy's a bit of a gym junkie?
Oh, come on, let's not get crazy.
Here we go.
Let us not get crazy. The words gym junkie and Cindy do not mix. I do frequent the gym. Let's not go further than that. It is a massive effort every single day. We'll leave it right there.
No, she does. And recently joined Casey Ark.
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. And I will say the staff every morning, so happy to see us. I'm one of those people that lines up out the front from Tuesday to Friday.
You're one of those. You're one of those.
Yeah,
that's all right.
One of those that lines up every single morning, and the staff are amazing. And I'm getting to know faces now, which is really kind of cool. Everyone's so friendly and wonderful and great. But yeah, that's why I was asking you, what kind of exercises are your guys doing to prepare?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, if you've been at Cassie Ark, you're sure you've had a planning session with one of our qualified trainers. We've actually got a lot of footballers that actually train at Cassie Ark. We've had Josh Battle, who was drafted to St Kilda.
Right.
Be at Cassie Ark for
fantastic.
3 years.
Oh, fantastic.
And we've got Ben King, who actually works at Cassie Ark. You might have seen him.
Right.
He works for the Victorian Institute of Sport, and he does a lot of programming there as well. So Cassie Ark's a pretty good spot to be in. We've got all the facilities there. But yeah, like I said before, obviously talk to your trainer, but I would recommend there'd be a lot of lower limb strength stuff.
So what about if someone can't get to the gym? And let's face it, that a gym costs some money and you know, not everyone can afford it. What can people do at home, female, male, adult, junior, to, you know, to prepare, to help them prepare, to do those things that you talked about, that lower body, and I almost heard a little bit of core there as well in developing that.
Yeah, everybody loves core work. It's a bit of a buzzword in the industry. You mentioned core work and people's eyes light up. But yeah, I think obviously when you're talking about strength conditioning, you need to have an appropriate load. I think loading is very important. So if without equipment, without a gym, that becomes a little bit harder. But for someone who's doing absolutely nothing, I think things like, you know, walking lunges, you can YouTube that, you can Google that. Walking lunges, things like jump squats, learning how to land, sticking your landing, you know, step ups, running upstairs, things like that, I think would be, you know, quite easily inaccessible for someone who can't access a gym. And I would be comfortable giving that to someone without them stuffing it up.
What's your regular exercise regime look like, Sean?
Oh, I'm about 8 weeks back from Europe, so I've just started pre-season. So I'm at gym 4 or 5 times a week, footy twice a week, and I play a recreational game of basketball.
Wow. Just a lazy little recreational game.
Just a recreational one, yeah.
Just for fun.
A bit of a hack at basketball.
He's got the height, though, so we pop him down near the ring, throw it up high, he just jumps up, grabs it, and dunks it.
How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of handy near the basket end.
And one of my... dunking is something that I've never been able to do. I'm always embarrassed to walk on the court, the tallest guy on the court, and I can't actually get up there. So I just go up really hard and then just lay it in.
Fair enough, but, too.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
So we're coming up to the, you know, in a couple of weeks, the clubs will take a break. And as I said, it's a 4 to 6 week break.
Yep. Silly season.
Yeah, it is silly season, and people eat too much and they drink too much and, you know, all of that, and perhaps go down the beach and relax or whatever. And Sean's nodding his head there.
Yep,
and Cindy's
the
same
just, thing.
Yeah. Furiously
same thing.
Nodding.
Yep.
But given that, you know, a week or two, or maybe a week of, you know, indulgence, but what should people be doing over that period of time so they don't lose whatever they did gain in that 6 weeks, and to prepare themselves for the full-on pre-season leading up to the season?
Yeah, I have some horrific memories of coming back after Christmas and being absolutely flogged that first week and just hating my life. And there's nothing worse. If you come back to recreational sport, I mean, you've got something to keep you accountable. I think I work in a gym. I see lots of people who don't have something to keep them accountable post-Christmas. But it's the same principle that I apply to everything. And I think if it's all a balance. I mean, if you have a massive Christie, you have a massive New Year's Eve, you know, even Australia Day, you know, it's going to happen. It's silly season, I think. But the most important thing is get out the next day and just do something.
It is okay to have those days off, though, and to celebrate and to have a good time. I'm just kind of talking to myself. Just
No, we're all human. And I say that so much as well. I mean, you can't expect to be perfect 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So if you're going to have a big one, which is, you know, that's part of it, just make sure you have a balance. So for someone who's going back to sport, particularly the juniors, just get out for a run. Like, 2 or 3 times a week should keep enough K's in the legs, a little bit of cardiovascular. If you can get to a gym, great. If you can't, there's plenty of stuff, online resources, YouTube, Google. I'm sure AFL have some sort of program out as well that you can probably follow, but it's just consistency. The worst thing is having the break. Mm. It's all right if you have a big one, but if you have like 2 or 3 weeks doing nothing, you're going
to
cop it.
It's really hard to get back into it then.
Absolutely.
Too.
I think there's a trap there too, though, isn't there? You have that break and then you think, oh, I've got to catch it up. And especially males, try and catch it up in one session.
Yeah, that's very true as well. Yeah,
yeah.
A weekend warrior.
That's exactly right. It's like the middle-aged male coming back, you know, after 20 years and thinking, okay, I'll go for a 10K run. It's not quite the right thing.
No, and that's a great point. And I think that's why you should consult with your trainer, or even better, if you've got a local EP that you know, because it's all about, I mean, exercise programming, it's all about progressive overload. Which is basically, you know, you're starting from a point, you know, you're coming back off nothing, and you work up slowly, and that's how you avoid injury. You maximize your performance, and yeah, like you say, you don't try and get it all back in one session and can't walk for 3.
Exactly. That's great. Hey, that's fantastic fantastic information for everyone who's thinking about, but not only football, but I think you can apply that to pretty much sports and getting ready to be for the playing season.
Now, Sean, if people want to get in contact with you, where would they be best to find you?
We're going to plug the socials.
Absolutely.
We've got at Van Valsen EP on Instagram, and it's the same on Facebook, Van Valsen Exercise Physiology.
Or if you're really stuck, you can call Casey.
Absolutely.
And the Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, and they can find you there as well for any
information.
We've got
heaps of good trainers at both centres, including Race.
Now, Barry, someone's going to win a 3-month membership coming up right now.
Fantastic. Hey, I love this time.
It's so cool, isn't it?
Because we get to give away a membership to someone who obviously needs it.
Yes.
And they can get into ARC Race Endeavour and, you know, start a new life almost.
This is cool.
And
this is 3 months.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll get Sean to draw a name.
Here we go. Straight in.
Privilege.
Yes, you are.
We've got Danny Kolovic.
Danny Kolovic, well done you.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Danny.
We will hit you up and let you know that you have won 3 months. If you have missed out today, do not worry, because Barry, what have we got coming up on the 18th of December?
We've got the massive draw for the 12-month membership to Race ARC Endeavour. hey, and someone really will get a magnificent prize, you know, in time for Christmas, which they can probably grab, start just after Christmas and see one of our amazing trainings at Race Arc or
Endeavour.
You
guys are always so generous. We thank you so very much. Sean, lovely to meet you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.
And Barry, as always, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, look, the pleasure is always mine. You know that, Cindy. And I know that today's just a blip on the radar with the music. And I'm sure the next song you're going to play is going to be amazing.
And what would that be? Would you like to introduce it for me?
It might be Jay-Z and Empire State of Mind.
It is 25 past 7. Breakfast with Cindy, Casey Ark, Casey Race, Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre, the Berwick Leisure Centre. It's all here. It's Casey Radio 97.7 FM, 25 minutes.